This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society. I'll read today from Wayne T. Melby's story about his ancestors, which is found at the Rolls Oconee Museum. The Njá descendants immigrated from Varhaug, Norway to the USA in the late 1800s. While farming had traditionally been the livelihood of the Njá family, opportunities for the younger generation to continue farming in Norway were limited. Jobs on farms in the USA were abundant, and homesteading options were enticing to the new generation. Martin Tollefsen immigrated to Rolls Oconee first, and 4 years later his nephew, Tor Njá, joined him. A short time later, two of Tor's brothers, Ole and Sven, also made the decision to immigrate, but unlike Martin and Tor, they encountered serious medical problems and died not many years after their arrival. Martin farmed on his homestead west of Roseau, while Tor took over his brother's homestead south of Winnoska and continued to farm it. The son of a Norwegian farmer, Tor Njá immigrated from Varhaug, Norway to the USA in 1902. He was 17 years old when he left Norway, and he was met in Minnesota by his uncle, Martin Tollefsen. At first, Tor worked on farms in Minnesota and North Dakota. Later, he married his brother's widow and farmed south of Winnoska, Minnesota. During his first years in Rolls Oconee, Tor would go to North Dakota with his team of oxen and haul grain bundles during the fall harvest. In the winter months, he hauled logs in the Salo area. Tor continued to farm at Winnoska, raising dairy cattle, beef cattle, grain, grass seed, and sheep. Tor was born at Njá, near Varhaug, Norway, on June 15, 1884. His parents were Torger Tollefsen Njá and Hanna Ole Johannesdatter Tegel. While in Norway, Tor worked on the family farm and later was a member of a ship salvaging crew that worked on the North Sea. Tor's brother, Johan Arndt Odland, took over the family farm and later sold it to the current owner, Carl Skredingland. The job market in Norway was limited during the late 1800s, and therefore Tor decided to pursue new opportunities in the USA. Immigrating to the USA and starting a new life in Rolls Oconee were important events in Tor's life. He traveled by boat from Norway to New York and then by train to Stephen, Minnesota. When he arrived in March of 1902, Tor was met in Stephen by his uncle, Martin Tollefsen. Martin had immigrated in 1888 and was the first Njá relative to settle in Rolls Oconee. He gave Tor a ride by horse and buggy to Roseau. During the first summer here, Tor worked on Reverend Rodfelt's farm. In 1986, Clifford Glennon lives on the Rodfelt site. Later, Tor spent several summers working as a hired man on the Emery farms in North Dakota. At one time, he also hauled freight from Stephen to Roseau. However, in 1908, train service came to Roseau and there was no longer a need for hauling freight. For several years, Tor also spent the winter months working in the woods near Salo and Williams. With his team of oxen, he hauled logs that were used for telephone poles and railroad ties. Although farm work was Tor's primary job during his first years in Rolls Oconee, logging and hauling freight helped to supplement his income. Tor had two brothers, Sven and Ole, who also immigrated to the USA. Sven immigrated in 1906 and died when he was 17 years old. After Sven arrived in the USA, he lost a leg in an accident, and in 1909 he died from tuberculosis. Ole had completed military training in Norway and homesteaded south of Winnoska on what is now the Tor Njá farm. In 1907, 4 years after his arrival, Ole sent for his wife-to-be, Anna Gorina Hobberstad. Not long after Ole and Anna had been married, Ole had a stroke. Tor helped Ole and Anna farm during those difficult years, and Ole passed away in 1912. After Ole died, Tor married Anna in 1913. I'll finish reading Torah's history next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.